is this where we are really professional and like fill in to make this like really good? And like,
I think so. I think that is the idea. Like, really good. Is to, yeah. It's all right. Pretend to be professional in this
it's
moment.
Fine. It's back.
Nailed it, guys. Nailed it as you padded for time as I got a thing out of a cupboard. Hello and welcome to the D20 Future Show. I am, as always, your host and your GM, Richard. This episode seeds the continuation of our now, apparently millennia-spanning short Everyday Heroes adventure. Originally commissioned for Evil Genius Games' Kickstarter campaign so many moons ago. The game is not only successfully Kickstarted, but is now available in all friendly local gaming stores, online retailers, and may even be available at a gaming convention near you. Our fortnightly Twitch stream, the D20 Future Show Live, has become a bit more of a kind of grab bag of formats, but will, traffic willing, I'm travelling with work, be back on Tuesday the 30th of April. Come join the fun, we might be playing an RPG, we might be playing a real-time strategy game, I might be just painting and chatting, but do come along, get involved. It'll be 18:30 GMT on twitch.tv/D20FutureShow. So, as we find out what the Cheese Squad have been up to now, it's time for me to say, previously, on the D20 Future Show.
Hi, I'm Adam, and I'm playing Philip Romano. He's an agile scoundrel. He's a man of Italian origin, so he speaks a little bit of Italian. Like got black hair and a mustache.
Hey, I'm George. I play Lance Blakely. He is somewhat a functioning alcoholic.
I'm Alad. I'm playing Dr. Gethin Roberts, a forensic pathologist smart hero, and I'm looking for answers from the great beyond.
Hi, my name's Alex. I'm playing James Jones, a charismatic leader. He has friends in powerful places and get in almost anywhere if he really needs to.
And I'm Richard, and I'm the host and GM. Okay, you're going to make a driving roll.
I'm just watching Alex's face. I'm not sure Alex approves, but he's unconscious. Oh!
It's now facing backwards, half in a hedge. The airbags have gone off.
Yep.
The car is not moving anymore.
And I radio for police assistance so that my Alex doesn't shout at me.
Two people have set off on foot. They are running. They are heading towards Netherwaldsdale.
You're still unconscious, aren't you, Alex?
As you search the area, you find, obviously, bullet casings.
Reasonable, yeah.
You can see that the car keys were left in the ignition. The car was driven here and abandoned, and then later the car was blown up. And very few people managed, sort of saw or even spoke to the Carringtons. It seems they arrived relatively late at night and stayed for one night in this bed and breakfast. And then the car was seen driving, but no one person can say they definitely saw the Carringtons driving the car north. You also get the impression that there's something that people aren't saying, but you weren't able to get to the bottom of what it was. The three of you have gathered. You've managed to meet a Gethin. What would you like to do? How are you going to pursue the literally one lead that you have?
Well, I was just saying we'd go to the... Well, this is what I'm obviously saying to the guys. I'm not saying to the god in this scenario. Just obviously, I don't realise the god has just asked me a question. But I'm saying it to the guys. So.
I was attempting to set up the scene.
This is just thing in my head now that there's a voice that speaks to Bumbleweed. There's a voice that speaks to me.
Okay.
Just from the beyond. So I said to the guys, you know, I've got this one lead. I mean, see if we can find any associates and anything and see if we can find any of these other guys that were trying to kill us. James, there we go. I remembered your name. Don't worry about it.
Do you remember what any of these guys looked like?
They looked like men. Well, no, like any... they were like far away.
How did you ever get through Police College? Just,
I mean, you...
I'd like to try and figure out if there were
your
any cameras
as mine,
on the
to be honest with you.
On the route that the police
I was a different
say,
man back then.
get involved, get the data from, or say, getting the information from this car and any information about people who were in it.
Sorry, I was too busy being stupid. I didn't hear the start of that.
I was more talking to Richard, to be honest. I'd like to investigate if there were any cameras. Or anything like that.
Roll me an investigation check.
21.
You don't see any kind of like public CCTV cameras on the route. It's a rural kind of road, so there aren't an enormous number. You think that maybe there's a sort of village shop selling hardware, sweets, toys, that sort of thing.
Did we get the reg number of the car?
I mean, you do, but it is currently being recovered by the police recovery vehicles, so...
No, but again, that's also like a small, like, we can see who that was registered to.
Yeah, you could do, yes.
Trying to be professional here.
Yeah, and I guess nailing it.
Trying my best. Trying to reel it back in. Slowly.
So yeah, you can do that if you would like. You think, to answer James's question, you think that the hardware store, which is sort of on the north side of the town, has a CCTV camera covering the front. You could maybe see if they have got any footage of these men running in.
Yeah.
You have, I mean, obviously you know precisely what the dead guy looks like because you have his driving license, which has a picture of him on it. And you have the registration of the car, which you could call into National Crime Agency headquarters and get a trace run on the number plate if you wanted.
Yeah, I would also like to take this opportunity to call all of this into Victoria Mistyleaf as well, who, if you're listening online here, is the boss at the Paranormal Investigation Squad.
She is the head of the Paranormal Investigation Squad at the National Crime Agency.
Yes.
You want to ring her?
I'd just send her this information.
Okay.
Maybe just as a message to let her know where things are up to.
Okay.
Because she was annoyed that we didn't give her much information beforehand, so...
She was? Yep, you get a sort of... you get a thumbs up in response.
I don't particularly want to call her. I just want to message her the information.
She responds with, follow up one of those leads, question mark?
Yes, winky face.
By the way, the word question mark, not a question mark.
Yeah, yeah.
I put a thumbs up emoji back.
She responds, keep me informed.
Let's put in to headquarters for the number plate to trace that. And whilst they're doing that, we can go check out the shop and see if there's any CCTV.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan.
You radio in to the National Crime Agency's headquarters. They start the trace on the car, which will take a little time.
Yeah.
And you head to the little village shop of Nether Wallsdale. The door opens with a kind of, hello?
Hi there. I get out my police badge and say, I was just wondering if I could take a look at your CCTV, if you have any.
Aye?
I think...
You need to see that. Why is that?
We just think that some criminals may have been spotted coming past this area.
Some criminals?
Yes.
Criminals doing in Nether Wallsdale, like?
They were in a car crash following a police chase.
Ooh.
And they ran off in a similar direction to this.
Sounds dramatic. I guess I thought I heard a bang, but... Yeah. Never think it's going to be a car chase in Nether Wallsdale, like.
So, if you don't mind, could we get a look at your CCTV footage, please?
Come through to the back. We've got all the screens and stuff like.
Thank you very much.
So, all three of you, all four of you, including the shopkeeper, going to make your way into the little booth?
I'm going to because I've just had this conversation with him.
Yeah, it would be mental if you were to just stand outside.
Whether anyone else tries to follow me in is up to everyone else.
Well, I'll ask the question. Philip, are you going into the CCTV booth with James?
Well, yeah, I imagine I would be, because I saw them.
How big is this booth?
If it's like a tank...
You don't know yet. You haven't opened the door.
So squeeze in. It's like that Willy Wonka room. It gets smaller as you get... the back door's only about that big.
And Dr. Roberts, are you also attempting to head into the...
I think I'm going to stick my head out the front of the shop and just have a look up and down the street and see if there's anything of interest.
Okay.
Assuming they ran this way, is there anything of obvious?
All right, we'll come back to you then. You know how recently it was, like?
Well, you say you heard the bang yourself, and it would have been just following that.
Well, so it was two hours ago, like, so it was... like 11 o'clock or so. So here we go. And then he starts to search, and he kind of loads up a thing and clicks and does a search. And he's struggling. He's just not managing it, basically.
Can I?
He's sort of clicking, loading up things, and he turns. He was like, I've never had to use this before. I watch stuff, but only stuff that's happening live. I've never had to actually find a recording of stuff, and you've got police badges and Is that a gun? He says, turning to Philip.
It's specifically written in my item as concealed.
He's just rolled really well on his perception check, so...
It's like underneath my clothes.
Yeah, he...
No, I'm just happy to see you.
Hey.
Is that a gun in you? Yeah.
roll me a deception check.
Okay.
He looks at you uncomfortably, as you appear to have said... But, no, that's not a gun.
Just to see
he's just excited to be here with you. He says, I tell you what, like, do you want a call? Because I better watch the shop, like, because, your colleague's sort of hanging around.
I'll take over on the CCTV station and say, would you like me to look for the files for you?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful.
If you need a thing, and he sort of points at, like, a small tub that's full of old thumb drives. Didn't really know if any of them work, like, but you can have them if you want. And makes his way out of the booth quite quickly. It's a bit weird how quick he tries to leave.
I don't find it weird at all, given Philip's previous comments.
No, that's fine. Philip just tries to follow him out. Just not in, like, a weird way.
I grab Philip and go...
No, because I'm trying to do my job. Let go of me.
Okay.
So my thing, while you look through the CCTV, I'm going to actually just get... Because obviously I'm going to say, have you seen this man? I'm going to give him the driving license and say, have you seen this man? Like, I feel like that maybe should have been the first time we did.
Chris?
Okay.
Why have you got Chris's driver's license?
You know Chris?
I know Chris. He sort of indicates this man. He's a regular. He buys magazines and stuff.
Can I do a computer check?
Do a computer check.
A 15 to get all the information off the computer.
A couple of hours ago, you see two figures running past. They are heading from the north of Netherwoldsdale. They're heading in a southerly direction. They don't seem to come into the shop.
Okay.
They run past, and then you see them kind of cross the road, and they're heading east.
Can you see any faces on it or anything like that?
Roll me another check as you attempt to isolate a picture of a face.
Is this computer or investigation or...?
This is a computer check.
Okay. Enhance.
Yes, as you attempt to enhance something we all know isn't really a thing, and yet it sort of is.
That is a 17.
Yeah, okay. You get a brief shot of... So the one face you're able to... isolate is Mike, who looks like... I mean, you don't know he's called Mike, he's just a face, but you pull out this guy, and you see him running.
He's bald.
He is bald, he's wearing glasses, and has a kind of stubbly beard, and he looks frightened.
Okay.
You also see them both desperately trying to tuck their guns into the waistband of their trousers.
Okay, I'm going to try and take this information off. I'm presuming we have, like, our own police USBs and don't need to use theirs.
I mean, I don't think USBs are a thing, but you transfer it to some media that you can access it, whether you put it up to the cloud or something. But yeah, you have that information saved for later.
Yes, okay. I'm just wondering whether to show the others that, particularly that shot of his face, and maybe take a photo of it on my phone or something. Like that, so that I can send it to the other two.
Yeah. Like I say, you
or the other three.
You have access to it on your phone now. We're going to assume that it's somewhere in the National Crime Agency cloud, because let's face it, I could do that myself. So I reckon that you could probably do it as the National Crime Agency in the near future.
Yeah.
That they'll have the technology for that. Okay, Adam, you're speaking.
Do you know this man? And I pass him, Chris's driver's license.
I know Chris. I don't know him very well, but I know him.
Can you tell me anything about him, like where what does he do for a living, where does he live?
He lives in town.
Do you have an actual address or anything?
No,
do you not keep that on your client records? Is he a customer? You're a hardware store. Right now, here's where I'm going to stump you now, Richard, because I've done accounts of hardware stores before. If anyone who comes in regularly, they will keep an account for them, and they'll need to have their address on file.
I'm a shop. I'm not a. I'm not a police service.
If their accountants came to them and he said, "Oh, I don't know where," they would come down on like a ton of bricks.
Okay, it's a small village shop that does some hardware. It's not a hardware shop.
His accountant's going to be furious then.
Well, this small shop doesn't have that. He says, "No, he comes in and he buys a fishing magazine and stuff, but I know his name. Sometimes he buys lemon sherbets."
I'm just trying to get some information out of a.
But I don't have his address or nothing. But
is there any information you can give me about?
You're the police, surely. If you know his name, then you can find his address. Like, well, Well, I mean, I know he likes fishing. And I know he hangs around with a couple of mates, like.
Who are these mates?
Phil and Steve.
Oh, Phil. Sounds quite a cool guy. Do you know full names?
Steve Ogden and Phil, Brundle or Gundle or something.
Phil Brundle or Gundle.
Hang on. The GM's got to write this stuff down now because he's making it up and now he's got to write it down. So it was Phil or something like that. I can't even remember.
And
Steve Ogden.
And he likes fishing.
I don't know if he likes fishing, but he certainly buys fishing magazines. Maybe he just likes it for the pictures of the fish. I don't know. I'm not here to judge.
Is it like a sense motive thing, just to see if he's hiding anything? Like, is there a...
Yes. In 5th edition, there's a thing called Insight.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Insight. There we go. Oh, never mind. No, don't worry about it.
Because we'll take the opportunity to remind you that Everyday Heroes is powered by the 5th edition engine, so it will be very familiar to anyone who has played another 5th edition game. But you've rolled badly with your...
Don't worry about that check. Don't worry about that check. Yeah, never mind.
What did you roll?
I rolled a 3. Yeah, so
get any bonuses?
That's with bonuses.
He's lying about something.
Oh, he's lying that badly.
That is the impression you have, is that he is lying about something.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, I see what's happening. Okay, fine. I'm sorry, I never got your name.
What, my name?
Yes.
My name is on one of these cats. Is Mike.
Sorry, Mike.
No, it's not. Sorry.
I was going to say, Mike is the guy that was running away looking frightened.
No, it isn't.
I was about to cop him here and now.
We've created different character names after I improvised Mike, but I did definitely do that in character, so it didn't count. My name is James.
James. I'm going to be intimidating here, so this will be a roll.
Okay, I look forward to that.
What aren't you telling me? You're not telling me something, are you? Now, I'm an officer of the law, and you know that withholding something from an officer of the law is a criminal offence. You could get in a lot of trouble for that. What aren't you telling me?
Okay.
Second one of the evening. I mean, I think it's wasted, but...
What, is the natural 20?
Second nat 20 of the evening, yeah.
What we're not telling you? I'm telling you all of the things I can think of. What about Phil and Steve and what's the other one? What's the other one called? Chris
is the main guy.
Phil and Chris and Steve, I know they're mates. I know that they go to a club or something. They have like a hobby. It's nothing to do with the fishing. Like, it's something else, I think, but I didn't know.
Don't talk so fast. Sorry.
What? But my character's really nervous because he's been intimidated by a policeman.
I know, but Adam can't write that fast.
Who's either got a gun or a proclivity towards shopkeepers from the northeast, like.
Oh, have I managed to get my information off my computer now and come out?
No,
not yet.
No, okay. Is Gethin done outside, keeping watch? Or is he just being left on his own?
No, this scene is going to continue to play out because Adam and I are having a lovely time.
Yeah, we're having a good time. Leave us alone.
I'm just trying to advance the story forward, you know,
no, it's
Richard.
I didn't give my account and all the records. I don't tell them where my customers live because I never ask them. Is that a thing I have to do?
Yes.
Well, I don't do that, but I don't think that's a crime.
Well, it's not a crime. Right, this is me a question for... Oh, never mind.
What else? What else do you need to know? My wife is called Brenda.
Okay, thanks for letting me know.
But she left me.
Brenda? Are you she's still... proceedings? Are they still...
Well, we're separated. Like, there was a trial separation about a year ago, but I think the trial's over.
All right, we'll bring her in. Don't worry about it.
No, don't do that. She'll be furious with me. She's already cross.
Just having a moment. I'm sorry. Adam needs to compose himself. Sorry. This is going so well.
We said we'd both call a cat, and whoever the cat went to, they'd get to keep the cat, and I got the cat, and she's furious about that. So she'll be even more cross if you start interviewing her about three people she didn't know, because she never paid any attention to the shop.
I'm sorry, sir. You mentioned a cat. I need more information.
I've got a cat. It's a black and white cat.
I'm doing the thing in Hot Fuzz where he literally writes down every word that he says. Black and white cat separated from his wife.
We call it Hammy. Because it smells a ham.
Right, yeah, okay.
But
is this the only time that you write everything down?
Yeah. I'm doing the sound effect thing of writing everybody says to have to intimidate
him. Is Hammy the big bad evil guy?
Yes. Where is this cat?
Shadow, foreshadow, foreshadow, foreshadow.
What else could I possibly be withholding from you? I cheated at school. I shouldn't have got my A-levels.
How come?
Well, I cheated. I snuck information on my phone. You weren't supposed to get it out, but I did.
I'm trying to write quickly and I can't.
I had an equation in my notes app. I didn't ever sell any of these. And he points to a collection of knitting magazines. They've been the same ones since 2023. But nobody ever sells them and they look respectable. So I keep them on.
Can I just...
I don't even know if that wool's any good.
Can I just have a check around the store?
Yep.
Does he have any of the... You know where you can buy, like, from Tesco, you can buy, like, a multi-pack. And when you open them, it specifically says on the packet of, like, chocolate bars or Pepsis, not only for sale in a multi-pack, don't sell these individually. Are there any of them on the shelves?
No, there aren't.
Oh, he's a legit businessman. He's a good guy.
He, as far as I can tell, he's a legit guy who cheated on one of his exams and is currently going through a difficult time with his marriage. But you have terrified him into telling you all of those things.
That's all right. Got his life story now. I've got him.
So, do you need anything else? Because I definitely want to get in trouble.
What's Brenda's address? I need to question her.
I don't know. She went off with Adam.
Oh, sounds like a smart guy. Go on, tell me more.
Adam, he's a snick. I hate him. He stole my wife from me. All it was is I do stock takes on the first day of the month, and she would sneak over to him. And I definitely know where he lives because I don't want to speak to him.
So Brenda's with Adam.
Aye.
You've got Hammy, the smelly cat.
I've got Hammy. He smells a ham. I like the smell of ham. It's like a good ham. Like it's not like a cheap ham.
Fresh.
It's not like, you know, that like wet ham you get from the. It's like a good ham you get from the butchers.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help.
Am I out of trouble now?
I'm assuming he's still got... So I hold my hand out. I'm assuming he's still got the driving licence in his hand.
I guess so. I guess he's done this whole speech while holding the driving licence, yeah.
Like, with a vice-like grip, because his, like, whole body's tensing up, but he's, like, super stressed. Like, the licence, please. And I'm just super calm now. Super calm, super chill.
Sorry. I forgot. Do you want anything? I mean, I'm not allowed to bribe you. I'm not bribing you. Why would I bribe you?
Bribery? Okay, yeah. It's going down. Going down for life.
No, I definitely bribe you. I offered you to buy something because I'm a shop. That's legit. I'm allowed to try and sell things.
I'm literally, again, doing the thing right in everything. I'm not bribing you. I'm a shopkeeper. I'm not trying to bribe you.
Aye, write that down. I'm a shopkeeper. I'm trying to sell you things. Look, I've got some knickknacks here.
Yes, I can see you're not trying to bribe me.
Aye, we're going to cut to Gethin now. Dr. Roberts.
I was just about to leave, to be fair. I was going to be like, thanks very much. And I just walk out.
Okay, so Gethin, roll me a perception check as you've been kind of looking up and down.
This guy's gone to prison. He's committed fraud, bribery.
15.
15.
And it's a devotee.
You see some people milling about. You don't see anything of particular interest.
When I receive the message from James with the picture of Mike... Yep. I'm going to send that to headquarters.
Sorry, he's not called Mike. He's called Steve.
I've written Mike down.
Steve.
What? Oh, so he's...
I know you wrote down Mike. I said Mike, but then I did a... Then it became important, so the person whose name you do not know.
I send the picture of the bald, stubbly dude with glasses.
Yeah.
And I send it to headquarters and for them to try and find out who he is, whether he's on our database.
Okay.
Can I assume that we've also sent the picture of Chris, the driving license, to headquarters?
We hadn't said we had, but yeah.
That seems like a thing that you would do, yes.
I was intending to do all of that in my intent when I was informing Victoria Misty Leaf.
Yeah, I assume you sent all the evidence you've collected.
I was updating her on all the evidence we had collected up until that point.
Yeah. We can take care of that.
Yes, I assume we sent it to some administrative staff rather than to head of the PIS, but yes.
Yeah, well,
I'd like to utilise the resources that we as a police organisation have, like they do in the shows.
Like they do in the shows. Yeah, okay. So, conveniently, just like in the shows, at a convenient plot moment, James, you get an email through that gives you a breakdown on the car and tells you it belongs to one Chris Sargent, who lives on 14 the High Street, Nether Wallsdale.
Sorry, what was that?
14 the High Street, Nether Wallsdale.
The High Street.
The High Street.
Upper Billingsley.
Nether Wallsdale.
Postcode?
Postcode is not attached to the email.
Well, that's not useful. Could be there's three the high streets in Netherwald there.
No, there aren't. There is one the high street.
There's two high streets.
It runs perpendicular to High Street, but it's not.
Yeah, it's High Street and the High Street.
And they run perpendicular to each other, meeting at the Market Square.
As opposed to Market Square, one junction over.
No. Market Square is actually a small village just outside.
Yeah, right there.
All of this is canon now, Richard. Yeah. All of this is canon.
I'm drawing a map.
And important to the plot. I don't think I'm just plucking this out of the air and then never using it.
No, you're plucking this out of the air to then use it later.
How very dare you. Okay. Was I just making up this local geography? What will they find if they go to Chris Sargent's house? It's the only lead, please. Just go to Chris Sargent's house. And what does it have to do with the Carringtons? Find out next time on the next episode of The D20 Future Show.
I mentioned last time, I was planning on playing Philip entirely differently, but Adam's playstyle took over and now he's the same as everybody else. Just chaos. I'm not a good actor.
Dangerous loose cannon.
It was meant to be like super secretive and like cool, but no, he's just a crazy child running around with a gun, basically.
Or is it just an act?
No, it's just I can't roleplay. That's all it is. It's just Adam.
Welcome to this professional tabletop roleplaying stream. It's good to have you in, audience.